Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. I just came from our revival. We're having a three-night revival, and oh, it was awesome, awesome. And I just hope that I can pretty much get into this message because I am still those thoughts and comments that were made by our two ministers that preached tonight. Just awesome, 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 awesome. So please charge it to my heart and not my head. I think that's the way it says. Don't charge it to my head, charge it to my heart or something of that. That's the way they say it. But anyway, I hope everybody is doing okay tonight, and just knowing that I am going to do my best with this topic. Have you ever noticed the people whom God has called to help you? There's a scripture that relates to this. 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 1st verse. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewardship of the mystery of God. 1 Corinthians 4:1. Have you ever noticed the people whom God has called to help you? I thought of how God never calls you to do a big job all by yourself. He will call others at the same time to assist you. When you say yes on the will of God, when you jump into the middle of your assigned task and surrender your time, money, talent, and ideas to the Lord, you will discover that others will be right there to be by your side to help you with that task. You are not the only one God has been speaking to. And that is so true because in this ministry, he put Sheila and I together. And the way that he did that was very, you would never, you know, you never think of, at the beginning when we first met, would never think that we were meeting because God was getting ready to do something big. He had our children to become friends. Her daughter and my daughter was in the same grade, and we went. They went to a private school, and they became friends, very good friends with each other. And then as they became good friends, the parents became good friends. So we became good friends also. And as time passed, we started talking about the same thing, that the vision that God had given us. So you see this message. Have you ever noticed that people whom God has called to help you? He knew that I needed Sheila, and Sheila needed me. We had to do this thing together and starting this widow's ministry. Each one of us had a different skill and task that God wanted us to do. He knew that I was a widow, and Sheila was a financial professional, tax person, as well as very skillful with all the things that we needed to start this ministry with. So it is so amazing how God put two and two together. In the same way, you cannot accomplish what God has called you to do all alone. Look around you. Look at the people God has placed around you to help you fulfill your dream. Don't ignore them. Thinking you can do it all or all alone. In your vision from the Lord is big. It will require others to become involved in what you are doing. Yes, in this ministry, I can't do it all by myself. I need help. So I have different widows to do different things for me in this ministry. And just like I mentioned, like Sheila before, we needed each other. Sheila needed me. I needed her. So God always put people. And another thing that he does too, even when you were or still are going through the grieving journey, he put people around you. He give you resources, and he connect you with the dots, connect the dots to help you to get through that period in your life. I wouldn't be able to do what God has told me to do if I had to do it all by myself. The vision is too big and demanding. That is why God didn't stop after he called me. He called others to stand with me, to pray with me, to stay the long haul, working beside me on the under the Moore bench. Okay. This call is just as real as as your call. So everybody's call is important to God because he has a purpose and lined up for every one of us. There's a certain task that each one of us has for this mission that he has us, this vision that he has put within us. Their call is just as real as you, as yours. So each one of our calls is just as important as the other. They will answer all their part just as I will answer for mine. And when rewards are given, they are rewarded for how they helped row the boat and keep the ministry moving forward to reach millions of widows. So just know that when he gives you an assignment, he doesn't just leave you alone. He brings people and resources around you to get those tasks done, just like he has done with this ministry, the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. He's put my church, the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, Pastor Herman Haynes, our senior pastor, of course, Dr. William E. Flippin Sr. He put all of those people in place to help me with this ministry because he knew I could not do it alone. And Sheila and I could not do it alone. So he gave resources and people to do just that. If you are still going to fulfill the dream God has given you, you will have to learn how to cooperate with other people, key people, your partner in life, who can assist you in fulfilling that dream. He will put people together for you. Just like an example, he will put people in places together. He helped during my loss of my spouse. He put family members, neighbors, church members, coaches to mentor my son. He did so many, he put so many people in place to help me get through this journey. I could not have done it by myself. And another example, when he put pastors in charge of a church, the pastor needs his trustee board, pastor needs his deacons, deaconess, the stewardship committee, the members. He needs all of these people to make this all work. He could not just have a church by himself. He needs the congregation and different people to have different capacity to help him to get to help fulfill the vision that God has given him. So that's the same thing. Whatever project that you might be working on, it takes more than one person to do it. Another example of that, the difference in one coworker attitude was so powerful that it had the ability to bring about victory or defeat for all of them. Since each member of the team was vital in success, their entire existence became a group effort. Yes, it takes a group effort to accomplish that to be successful. Therefore, they had to learn how to function as a team. We have to work together in order to make it work. Another example, when these men rowed the boat, rowing this boat, the ship. The boat, in order for a ship to move, it needed these men to be able to row the boat. When they stopped rowing, the boat stopped. These servants were the driving force behind the speed of the ship. If they ever stopped working hard, doing their part, rowing of the boat, which would be powerless if they didn't travel. The boat wouldn't go anywhere. It would need them to keep rowing and doing their part in order to make this boat row. So just knowing that it needs a team to get something done, more than you alone. When God has given you a vision to do something, he gives you a team. I have a little sticker on my computer here. It says, when God sends us on a mission, he joins us on the journey. That means he's never going to leave us or forsake us. He's going to always be there to help us to get through that, because he wants a successful effort and completion of this project. He's going to give you all the people and all the resources to get it all done. And that's exactly what he has done for the Next Chapter Widows Ministry for the last 13 years. He has put that team of people to and then he keep adding. He hasn't stopped. He keeps adding and adding people and resources to help us to get from one situation to another. If you're going to move ahead with what God has called you to do, whether it is your ministry, your family, your business, you must learn how to be faithful, a faithful servant, working together with others as a team in the bottom of the boat. The bottom of the boat may be the most pleasurable place to be, serving day in and day out. It might seem almost boring at times. Yeah, your goal, your purpose that God wants you to do is not always fun. It can be boring at times. It can be tiring at times. But guess what? It's gonna be so meaningful at the end, and you're gonna have victory, and you're gonna see the fulfilling, the purpose, and doing that and sticking with it. By sticking with the vision and continuing, to roll will eventually produce eternal results for the kingdom of God. So surrender to the place of God. Take your place on the ship. Grab an oar and start rowing. If you want to get your destination more quickly, put your whole heart in and rowing that boat. If you are going to fulfill that dream that God has given you, once again, you will have to learn how to cooperate with other key people who will assist you in fulfilling that dream. And that key person for me is Sheila Coley. So if you may not see or feel good about what you're doing, but just at the end, it will be fulfilling to the kingdom, to results, to produce eternal results for the kingdom of God. So just know that your purpose, there's a purpose for each one of us. And if you know your purpose, go forth and try to fulfill it, because God is not going to let you do it all by yourself. He's going to have someone to walk by you every step of the way. What else I want to talk about regarding this? It's amazing how he puts things together. It's like we're getting ready, we're writing this book, and how he's putting people and things in the midst of it. He gave us the right person to be our editor. And she's not helping us just be editing. She's also helping us and working on the entire book. So you see how when God puts people in places, he just doesn't connect the dots together for nothing. He knows what he's doing. And this person has been with us from the beginning to the and going to begin to the end. She's given us other, helping us with other resources to help us accomplish this goal that God has given us to do. And it's awesome feeling that it's almost finished, the finished product. So just be obedient to God and knowing that he's not going to let you do this task all alone. Just like I just read, when God sent us on a mission, He joins us on the journey. So just knowing that, that he's always there for us. We have about 10 more minutes. I would like to pray at the end, but regarding this particular subject, but I do have a couple of questions I want to ask. Do you know what boat God has called you to jump into and start rowing? What church, what organization, what ministry, what mission are you supposed to be helping? When you look at your own life, can you see that it has taken the combined effort of many faithful people to get you through where you are today? Have you ever made a list of people who helped you where you are at this point in your life? And have you ever taken time to write them a note just to thank them for what they have done for you? Yes, it's always important to be thankful and let people know what they have done, that you are grateful for what they have done. Because God wants us to be appreciative to him and to others who are working on our team. So just think about those two questions. But because I have a few more time, there's another question too. If you answer to the above question is no, then why don't you take a few minutes today to make that list and to write a few notes to people where you have made a difference in your life? And you'll be amazed how much those people will be so appreciative. And if you don't want to write them a note, pick up the telephone and call and just say, you know that thing that you did or what you did or whatever we did, I really appreciate that, You know, I needed you to help me through that, and I really do appreciate what you have done. I have done that. So it means a lot to them. Because it makes me feel good when someone say, when I make a phone call and just talking to someone and they tell me that I've made their day and they thank me for what I've done, you know, about a certain situation, it makes you feel good. So just knowing that if it makes you feel good, it'll make the other person feel good if you did the same thing to them. So I would like to pray and just for a short moment and go into announcement. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you for life-changing truth that we just read and went through. We want to take this place in the plan that you have for our lives. We want to stay focused and do your will, because we know that you have a team. You have a team to help us to complete that task. And I want to give 100% of my attention and strength to see it through, to come to pass. Just know with all of your help in this widow's ministry, we want to follow you and do whatever is required to see the vision of this ministry to blossom to a bigger and bigger picture that we have never, ever thought of. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to keep us focused. And we thank you for all that you have done in these last 13 years. And we know that you're going to do amazing things in the future. And we thank you in advance for those things. And we just love you, and we just adore you, and we just know that we appreciate all of the things that you have done for us, and you have helped us to to help others, to assist with resources, counseling, and a host of other things that we are trying to do for this ministry. We just love you, and we just adore you, and we just magnify your holy name. And we thank you for always making us feel special. Special, even though when we are sad and weary, you have a way to make us feel special. You come and let us know. We can feel you in our presence and knowing that you're there and that you're going to walk with us through all of these adversities and obstacles and things emotional that we are going through. And we thank you, Lord, for loving us unconditionally and being there for us each and every day. We thank you and declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. We have a few announcements. We almost, it's really getting closer and closer to our cruise. I can't wait. I just pray and ask God to give us divine order in every situation that we must accomplish in, as we go on this trip. Have everyone to be in good health, everyone to be able to make this trip. There's no problem, no mosquitoes that's going to affect us in any way at these different countries as we're going to. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. That you're going to make this trip a successful and a wonderful one. And you're going to help us to be able to celebrate our 13th anniversary on the ship. And just to be able to also to connect with other widows that we may run into. And there's a way that maybe we can nurture them, I mean comfort them, as we are there, letting them know that they can still have fun and go on with their lives because you will be right there with them every step of the way. And we just continue to pray for this ministry in every way. The other thing is I just printed out 10 tickets, free tickets to a play. A few of us went to this play a few years ago. I think it was about 2 years ago that we saw this play together. And the play, it's going to be another. What has happened is this play was written by, her name was Elder Rhonda Weary. She wrote this play and didn't charge a thing when this play was put together before. And last year she lost her life. She's no longer with us. But her husband wants this play to continue to go on. And he's putting it in production again on September 10th. And he's going to charge no one. All we do is just give donation So I just want you to know that I have 10 tickets. Free tickets, so if you would like to join us, please give me a call. But I only have 10 tickets, so it's September 10th at 6 p.m. Any more details, just give me a call. And that is it. We had a wonderful meeting this past Saturday. We had 12 people. And we have several new widows that came. So we had a wonderful fellowship. And there's more announcement next week regarding some other things that we're going to be doing in November and December. So tune in again. Same time next week, Tuesday, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week. And ask those questions that I ask you, but have you ever noticed, and to think about it, anything that you think that God has given you to do, have you ever noticed the people whom God has called to help you? Think about those people. And you, if you can think about those people, call them up this week and say, I thank you for that. They'll love to hear from you. Be blessed and have a great week. And tune in again next week. And good night.
You waiting on me to say it. You got to say it, babe.